hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. Happy Women's History Month. We just celebrated International Women's Day. It is just a great day, time to be a woman, to be female. I truly believe that the future is female. I don't know, y'all. Don't shoot the messenger. But anyhow, I'm happy to be a black female because, again, people see my skin color before they even hear me open my mouth in most cases. But if you're listening to this podcast, I'm very thankful for you. And I hope that if this podcast blesses you, that you will share it, that you will leave me a comment, a note, an email, or something letting me know that the impact that the podcast may have had on you at this day and time, at this moment in time. And I just really want to say thank you and I appreciate you. First and foremost, you guys know I have to always take care of my housekeeping. I'm not going to talk too much about what I got going on because, in all honesty, guys, I have been all over the place from here to there, a little bit of everywhere, doing a lot of different things, trying to make some things happen. I am super excited to let you know that I am planning my very first When Women Lead Networking Social since the pandemic hit, affected us. I did have one online in 2020, but again, you guys know me and y'all know I'm very interactive. I'm a people person and online just does not cut it for me. I'm so happy to be back out here living my best life. I did declare in 2022 that I was not going to allow COVID-19 to affect me. I was going to keep moving forward. My word for this year is push, and I'm starting with me. I just want you to know that I'm pushing myself to be better for you guys. I'm pushing myself to do things that I wouldn't normally do. I'm pushing myself to stay out there and to stay relevant so that I can help those that want to grow and be better today than they were yesterday and better tomorrow than they are today. So that is definitely what I set out to do here on AP Empowers. You guys know this is about empowerment. It's about motivation. It's about inspiring you guys to do what you were thinking about yesterday or that thing that's been in your head and so on and so forth. So I'm working on the networking social. Right now I've got it set for May. The date and the location is to be determined still. As soon as I get that flyer up, you guys know I'll be sharing it all over my social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, right? So you guys be on the lookout for that, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited to get my tribe of ladies back together and start moving forward, because I do know a lot of you guys have been stagnant because of the pandemic. The pandemic has affected so many in so many different ways, including myself. And so, you know, I want to be able to share a little bit about that with the ladies that are going to come out in May and join the tribe again. So again, if that's you, just be on the lookout. The flyer and the information is coming soon. You guys know I always set my events up on Eventbrite, and if you're signed up or subscribed to my Eventbrite, you'll get a notification from there as well. But anywho, so enough with that. Today I want to talk to you guys about choices. What choices are you making today in your life? And I'll tell you, we are almost done with the first quarter of the year, right? And so with that being said, you know, time waits for nobody, guys. And 2020 isn't going to give you anything. You're going to have to go 2022. What am I saying 2020? 2022 isn't going to give you anything. You're going to have to come out, go out and get it. You're going to have to go out and take what's yours. You're going to have to go out sometimes and fight for what's yours. But it's all based on your choices. I want to share a little quick story with you guys about a client of mine. And again, I don't tell my clients' businesses because there's confidentiality and this and that, and that. But I can tell you about an incident. And this particular client came to me and basically said, hey, I have been meaning to do a strategy session with you for the last 2 or 3 years. For those of you who don't know, I offer to small business owners business strategy sessions. That is a term that I came up with myself. But basically what I found was that small business owners are just out here hanging their banner and not really putting anything in front of that or putting any action steps to make sure things are going the way that they think that they should go, right? So my business strategy sessions, basically I sit down with you for a couple of hours and we talk about your goals. We talk about what you want to see. We focus on a few specific things that are probably short-term goals for your business and so on and so forth. But anyway, so this particular client came to me in January and said, hey, let's do this because I've been meaning to do it for like the last 2 to 3 years. And I'm like, okay. So, but I was glad that they shared that with me because the candidacy is always great. And I know that so many people see my posts, they see my flyers, they see things and they just go by it and say, hey, I'm going to do it later. I've had that more than once, but this client was open and honest with me and they shared that with me. And so basically we started working together. We did a business strategy session. This person has now become a coaching client as well. But anyway, so in January, we sat down, like I said, and we mapped out a plan for like 3 months. And I basically, she's a client now. And so basically I followed up with her and now we're doing some coaching and things like that. But what she shared with me was that since we sat down in January, she's done more just in these 3 months or 2.5 months than she did procrastinating for those 2 years or a few years, however many it was, 2 to 3, I think she said. But anyway, so I just want to encourage somebody that life, you know, Forrest Gump said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But I beg to differ a little bit on some of that because I think some of what you get, I know that a lot of what you get is based on your choices, right? You know, they say when we're born, we look like our parents or we look a certain way, but when we pass on, we look like our choices. Life is about choices. What choices are you making today to determine what your future is going to look like, what your legacy is going to look like, what your business is going to look like, what your family or the people around you are going to look like, right? So your choices are very, very important. They're a very important aspect of everything that you do. You can choose to do it, but you don't always get to choose the consequences, right? So with that being said, I just want to encourage someone today that your choices are important. So whatever you're choosing, I'm not saying that you have to choose me. I'm not saying that you have to choose coaching. But what I'm saying is choose what works best for you. Choose what's going to make your situation a winning situation. Everything that I do is about the win, right? I'm doing the things that I'm doing to grow, to be better, but I'm also trying to win. And so winning for me may look different for you, but I think in a lot of instances as well, winning has to do with our choices. You can't win making bad choices. You can't win being stagnant and making no choices. That's message right there is for my procrastinators. Those that feel like I'll get to it later. I'll do it later. Maybe if I don't even approach it, it'll just go away. Absolutely not. Your choices are going to affect every aspect of what you do in and throughout your life. And so today I just want to come to you guys to encourage you. Listen, this is never to beat you up. I want to encourage you. I want you to grow. I want you to win. I want you to soar. But I do know for a fact that all of those different things that I just named, they're based on the choices that you're making. And I do know that in these last 3 months, unlike my client, some of you guys have made some bad choices. So let's start before we get into that second quarter of the year, right? Let's start making the right choices. Let's start making better choices for our particular situations, right? I hope you guys hear me. Again, if this message blesses you, I definitely want you to make sure that you share it with someone else, that you pass this message along, or that you just hit me up and say, hey, you know what? That was for me today. Because a lot of times God gives me stuff and he gave me choices probably a few days ago. And I said, hey, I'm going to do this podcast on choices because so many people make bad choices. And you guys know what we do when we make bad choices. What do? We point the finger at somebody else. We make it about someone else. We says, oh, woe is me. This person did this to me. So this is why I'm in this situation. No. If you're an adult, if you're older than the age of, seriously, I want to say 13. I mean, I normally would say 15, but 13. You are making some choices right now that are going to affect your tomorrow, that are going to affect your future. And I need you to be accountable for those things. That's another thing. You guys know I can get on accountability and talk about that all day. But if you're older than the age of 13, you're making some choices that are going to affect your life. And I want you to make the right choice. So as I stated, your choices are all on you. You can blame someone because of your choices, but you're still going to have to deal with your choices. And so that's where, in all honesty, accountability can be your friend. I mean, you don't need anyone to help you with your choices, but I truly believe in advisory boards. honestly live by mentorship. Someone who's done it. Someone who's been in your shoes. Someone who loves you. Someone who wants to see you win as well. You know, who's on your team? Because the people that you consider to be on your team, those should be your advisory board counselors. Like, it doesn't have to be anything formal, guys, or official. These are just fancy names. But, you know, you need to know who your advisory board is. You need to know who someone that can serve in a mentorship capacity for you, what they look like, who they are. I mean, it could be your mom, it could be your dad, could be your uncle, could be your best friend, could be just someone who you admire, someone, like I said, who's doing things that you haven't done yet, right? And so with that being said, I think that you should be choosing those people wisely as well. You know, I was listening to something the other night, and somebody was saying, which I was taught this early and I'm thankful for this, if you're married, don't take advice from people that aren't married, because again, how are they going to give you some advice? Even in all honesty, people that may have been married and are divorced, that may not be a good deal, because those people quit, you know. And again, no shame at anybody who's had to get a divorce, but if you're not in a marriage situation, I really don't want to take any advice from you. So those should be some of the things that you're thinking about as you're making choices for your own life. But you can make choices in your life that will make or break you, and you've got to know that. You've got to own your choices. Like I said, you can choose to do it, but you don't always choose the consequences, right? So whatever choices that you're making in your life, make sure that you are willing, and they are choices that you want to live by, that you want to, you know, be held accountable for, no matter what the circumstances are, right? But I do believe that, you know, there's not enough emphasis being placed on choices. You know, it's so much passing the buck. It's so much of the blame game. It's so much lack of accountability in today's society. And you guys know Coach Pride, APM Powers, that is not what we are about. We are about holding ourselves accountable and allowing others to hold us accountable. We cannot continue to point the finger at those and because of the choices that we're making, and just to make ourselves feel better, say, oh, well, this person caused this, or because this person did this, I'm doing this. No, your choices matter, and you need to hold yourself accountable for your own choices. But, you know, with that being said, I want to just talk a little bit and focus a little bit on, you know, how you're making your choices. You know, I talked about an advisory board. I talked about mentorship. I talked about the people that are in your life, but I really do believe that not enough people are assessing those things as well. Like, a lot of people are looking at their situation and just feeling like, oh, well, these are the cards I'm dealt, or this is what I'm dealing with. But listen to me, you can choose. You know, I've talked about this before, even with like family members and things like that. Yeah, you don't get to choose your family members, but you can choose who's on your advisory board. You can choose who's in your closest circle, right? Family is blood. Family is blood, but family doesn't have to be the start all end all. You can have sisters from other misters. You can have brothers from other mothers. You can have people that's in your circle that's closest to you than your family members. That is a choice that you get to make. You can choose the people that you decide to be on your team. Your team is not self-formulated. Your team doesn't have to look like anyone else's team. Those things depend on your choices, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to choose wisely. I want you to choose not under duress. I don't want you to let anybody or allow anyone to feel like they are obligated to be a part of your circle. No, ma'am, no, sir. That is your choice. These are some of the things that are going to help you to grow, help you to be better, help you to be stronger. What did I say my word was for 2022? It's push. These are the people that are going to push you. These are the people. These aren't yes people. These aren't people that are just trying to make you happy by saying, yay, you're the greatest thing alive. No, these are the people that are going to say, hey, man, you're not on your stuff today. What's going on? Or, hey, I haven't seen you doing this. Why aren't you doing this? I have another client that, you know, a lot of people, I've talked about this before, where people love that word entrepreneurship. They want to be their own boss, but they don't want to put in the work. They don't realize that just because you don't work a 9-to-5, yeah, now you work 24/7. Like, I do more now, like, in like crazy hours. Like, a lot of times I'm up at 6 a.m., and a lot of times I don't go to bed until like 1 or 2 a.m. And so my hours are what they are, but the thing about entrepreneurship is, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't get that contract, you ain't got no check. It's not like punching a clock. I honestly think punching a clock is easier. So I had to challenge one of my clients because, you know, this person was, you know, gung-ho when they rolled out, when they released their banner and this, that, and the other. But then it went like 4 or 5 months. I didn't see anything from them. Now, this wasn't a continuous coaching client. This was just someone that I was doing some doing a strategy session with, but I was also trying to hold them accountable just when I could, right? And so when I went to this person and said, hey, I hadn't seen any posts, I hadn't seen you doing anything, guess what they did? Of course, they made an excuse. They made an excuse because of the choices that they've made. They made an excuse because that made them feel better. But I've already told you guys, excuses sound best to those who are coming up with them. And excuses are those things that are used to build monuments of nothing. So let's stop with the excuses. Let's make the adjustments. I wrote a whole book about it. It's called Unconventional: Moving Past the Excuses. You can get that on Amazon.com, shameless plug. But anyway, let's not make excuses. Let's make the right choices. Let's make the right decisions for our situations so that we can be better, so that we don't have to be stagnant. And like I said, procrastination is not your friend, but let me tell you something about it. Procrastination will piggyback as long as you allow it to. Procrastination will hang around as long as you let it, okay? And it will stop you, it will hinder you, it will halt you from doing the things that you know you're supposed to do. And then what will you do when Coach Pride comes to you and say, hey, why haven't you been doing this? You'll come up with an excuse. So let's start making the right choices. Let's start today, right? We're in March. And no matter when you're hearing this podcast, we are in March. That's the third month of 2022. We've already surpassed two other months. What did you do in those two other months? I'm not even going to cry over that. I'm not going to focus on that. What I want to focus on is what you're going to do moving forward. We're not halfway through with March, right? So you still got a lot of time, even in this month, to do the things that you need to do. What about April? Go ahead and plan April out. What do you want April to look like? Go ahead and start making choices, making decisions that's going to make April, May, June, July, and so on and so forth successful for you, or at least you want them to look the way you want them to look. Don't allow someone else's choices to dictate how your month looks. Don't allow someone else's choices to dictate how your money looks, right? Money makes everything happen, right? Everybody needs money. I don't care what they say and how they say it and this, that, and the other. I'm not in love with money, but I know that money makes things happen. And if you need some money, hit me up. We can do a strategy session. If you need some money and you may need a coach, you know, a lot of times I tell people who say that they can't afford my coaching services, you can't not afford it. You ain't making no money right now. So maybe if you invest in yourself, right? Because you're not investing in me. You're investing in yourself when you hire me as your coach. So maybe if you invest in yourself, your money will start to look different, right? Because when you make an investment in something, who doesn't want to get a return or a good return on their investment? I know I do. And I'm looking at these stocks and whatnot fluctuating. I'm looking at these gas prices doing what they're doing right now. But I'm trying to put myself in position, right? So that I'm not worried about that. You know, I'm the person that you ain't going to really hear me complaining about gas prices. Because you know what? I'm blessed to be able to fill my car up any day of the week that I choose to. You know why? Because of the choices that I make in my life. I'm not penny pinching. I'm not the person that goes to the gas station and puts $7 in their tank. No, I fill my car up. Well, one, because I hate going to the gas station. But two, because I'm blessed. Because I do the necessary things, or at least I try to make sure that I'm not going to lack. Right. And so a lot of that has to do with the decisions that I've made before. Right. Gas prices have fluctuated since I don't even know, since I guess I started driving. But it's never been something that I've particularly worried about. And again, it's no shot at anybody who's complaining about the gas prices, because the gas prices are a little bit ridiculous. But at the same time, when you put yourself in a position, gas prices are the least of your problems. I'm worried about the next client. I'm worried about the next contract. I'm worried about continuing contracts. I'm worried about reoccurring contracts. So my mind is somewhere else, so that my choices are going to won't be affected by what the gas prices are today. But anyway, that's just a little soapbox that I got on. But it goes back guys, to what I'm saying. I want you to be accountable for the choices that you're making. I want you to be proud of the things that you're doing. And that way you can, you know, help someone else make better choices. You can become someone else's mentor, someone else's advisory board member, someone else's counselor, whatever it is. And not that you necessarily want to be that, but I guarantee you, when you start making the right choices, people come to you. But anyway, that's all I got for today. I just wanted to encourage somebody that your choice matters. Your choices matter. If you need help making some of these choices in your life, I'm definitely here. You can hit me up on email, Angela@coachwithpride.com. My website is coachwithpride.com. Or you can hit me on any of my social medias. I'm all over social media. Author Angela Pride on Facebook, Angela Pride on LinkedIn, and Coach with Pride on IG. So anyway, again, I just wanted to come to you guys to encourage somebody today. And I hope that you guys will have a great rest of your year, great rest of your month. And I hope that you continue to make good choices. Be blessed.